Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Bringing Your Dreams to Life. I'm excited to be back once again. I am your host, Pastor Karen, and it is so right now time to give birth to what's on the inside of you. Thank you for joining another broadcast of Bringing Your Dreams to Life. This show is all about releasing what is on the inside of you. It's all about assisting you to leave yesterday so you can step into your tomorrow. Everybody has a different yesterday, but the decisions that we make every day, those are the things that determine our outcome. And so what is a dream? It's a seed, a desire, an image, a purpose, an assignment that God put on the inside of us. And those things, regardless if it's business, a book, moving to another state, changing careers, starting a nonprofit, whatever it is, getting married or going on vacation, if it keeps coming up on the inside of you, it's a dream, and it's time to give birth to what's on the inside of you. And so this show is about today overcoming fear and rejection in business. This is part two, but I meet so many people. Of course, my business is called Anointed Press Graphics, and I meet so many people in business, and I'm in ministry as well, and I hear so many different stories. But this episode is really on my heart. I thought I was going to teach it last week, the whole thing, but I just stayed on fear for too long. And today we want to really dive into rejection. And I'm really going to probably go back and forth between fear and rejection, because when it comes to rejection, we have self-rejection, we have fear of rejection, and all those different things play together. So when it comes to overcoming fear and rejection in business, and the reason why we want to overcome them, because a lot of us start business. A lot of us start ministry. Remember, I meet a lot of people. A lot of us are doing things. A lot of us have stepped into and actually started moving in ministry or business or whatever it is that we're doing. We start a nonprofit, or maybe we do this and this. But why is it that we don't build anything? That's what I really want to talk about. What are some of the things that hinder us from really building? Anybody can start something, but it takes more to actually build on something. I was talking to this pastor friend of mine in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I told him, he said something to me. I said, oh, my God, I'm going to use that. He said, when you wake up from your dream, make it happen. So think about it. I say that to you. When you wake up from your dream, make it happen. But what are the things that hinder us from making it happen? Because truth be told, we all want to make it happen. But why is it that some of us start things and we never really move forward? So I really want to dig into this. One thing about fear, I'm just going to touch on that really quick. One thing about fear, you have to begin to confront what you're really afraid of. And if you never confront, and I said this last week, so I'm kind of reiterating, if you never confront what you're afraid of, then that thing always has the ability to keep playing out in your life. So what happens is you can make a plan to do something. You can make a plan to start something. But if you never confront the stuff that's going on in you, subconsciously, those things are, there are things that's in us that opposes our breakthrough, that opposes our destiny, that opposes us from moving forward. And so what happens is if I don't begin to confront those things, and that's what I'm really challenging you today, if you're in business or ministry or if you're doing something, I want you to take time to really sit still and reflect, why is it that it's 2015, but I'm still doing the things that I was doing in 14, 13, or 2012? Why is it that I'm no further than I was when I first started the business? Because if not, if you don't begin to confront those things, if you don't begin to challenge yourself to begin to take a look at you, you will keep doing and repeating the same thing and not realize what's happening. Let me give you an example. You can go to work and you can go home every day back and forth, back and forth, and never think about it. I mean, literally, you can be putting on makeup or talking on the phone, or maybe you're eating, or maybe you're listening to the radio, not paying attention. You could be daydreaming, because, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I do that. You could be daydreaming, and you can just go right on home because you're on autopilot. We live our lives 80% of the time on autopilot. And so what happens is you don't have to think. You know how to go home. You know how to go to work. But if you ever go somewhere new, get off the phone, turn the radio off, because if you're looking at your navigator or listening to your navigator, you have to stay focused. And so you shut everything else off. You're not sitting there trying to eat, watch, you know, listen to the radio or any of those things. Your mind is staying focused on where you're going. What's the next turn? Well, it's the same way in business. If you don't begin to do self-assessments for yourself, now, there's another class I could teach where we talk about doing self-assessment for the business. But right now, I want to talk about the stuff that's on the inside of you, and because those are the things that every new endeavor that you walk in, every new opportunity that God brings you to, every new door that God opens for you, guess what? It's the same you that goes into all these places. So if you don't begin to assess what's in you and the things that are sabotaging, because we have sabotaging thoughts. You know, those, that fear, the fear and rejection will begin to tell you what you can't do. Fear and rejection will begin to tell you, ain't nobody going to come. Well, you know what? If you give this event, you bet ain't nobody going to come. Suppose no one comes. Have you ever had those thoughts? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Every time I give an event, I have a thought like that. I'm not, my girlfriend would tell you, every time I put a function, every time I do a workshop, every time, I mean, whether it's for the business or ministry, I always have that thought in the back of my head, suppose nobody come. So guess what? When it's all said and done, I do it anyway. See, regardless of what thoughts I have, because I recognize where that thought is coming from. That's coming from a spirit of rejection, because that's something I've dealt with my entire life. So when God moved me into business, and then he moved me into ministry, and he began to move me into these different platforms, one thing that he said, Karen, I bought you by the way of rejection to break that spirit off of you once and for all. Why? Because when I do what I do, no man would be able to say that I did this. He would get all the glory. And so I had to keep stepping into next level, and God was pushing me and challenging me at the same time. And even as I'm speaking, I know there are some people who are listening that God is dealing with you and pushing you at the same time. You feel a push on the inside of you to keep making steps. You feel a push on the inside of you to keep stepping out. However, those thoughts that you have, the thoughts on the inside of you, it might be telling you everything negative, everything contrary to what God has spoken is what is playing in your head. And that's why you have to begin to assess, what is it that I'm really afraid of? What is really going on inside of me that I have to begin to confront? Because one thing about rejection, it will always point out your weaknesses. One thing you have to understand, rejection is a spirit that comes from the enemy. And he comes to sabotage. He comes to lie to you. He comes to derail you. Any type of thought that would be contrary and that opposes the things of God is what the enemy is designed to do. So guess what? When you begin to confront yourself and begin to identify what's really going on, because I tell people all the time, you can't confront what you don't first identify. And you'll never conquer what you're not willing to confront. So what happens is, if you don't begin to sit still and begin to really take a look at, now why is it that deal right here? What is going on that I'm still doing XYZ? You have to begin to sit still, because what happens is there is two parts of you. And let me tell you what I mean by that. There is Karen, the person, and then there's always the Karen, the performer. And what I mean by that is people see your anointing. People see your gifts. People see your talents. People see your ability. People see you flowing in whatever you're called to do. But when all of that is said and done, when all of that is gone and you're at home by yourself, you have to deal with the person part of you. Because for God to take you to the things that he's called you to do, it will require the person part of you to continue to grow up. It will require the person part of you to continue to move or develop on the inside. And that's why I'm always talking about not just self-assessments, but I'm always talking about let's begin to challenge. I challenge myself. I do this all the time. Like, I'm a writer. I have like 7 books. But even though I write and God used me in the platform of writing, I also write for myself, meaning when I want to purge or when I want to actually begin to release stuff that's on the inside of me, God will may drop something on in my heart, and I'll begin to write it out. And I'll start saying, why do I do that? I'm always saying, why do I do that? And every time I say why, it's like God takes me deeper. So it's like an onion. It's like an onion being peeled back, and God peels us back layer by layer. He doesn't just zap us into wholeness, but he peels back layer by layer. He begins to deal with different areas in us, but he never called us or told us to stop the process. Could you imagine? Think about this. Could you imagine if everybody just said, okay, I'm just going to stop and get myself together? We would never do nothing. If you think about it, we wouldn't do nothing because we would be taking forever trying to get us together. But God, now remember, because I use God, I'm talking to kingdom entrepreneurs. I'm talking to marketplace leaders in the marketplace, or leaders in the marketplace doing business kingdom-wide. Anybody can start a business. But when it comes to kingdom entrepreneurs, when it comes to that marketplace anointing, now it's about how can I use you? I'll begin, meaning I, God, will begin to place you in different places because of this is where I'm going to use you. So really it's not even just about your gift and talent that you do. It's not about your trade. It's about now where does he want you to be so that he can use you on the platform that you are. So one of the things that I got over rejection, or when it came to my business with fear and rejection, one of the things I really dealt with was, like I took a class one time, and what really changed my life is this, first of all, this one little statement. Everybody is not your customer. Now, that seems kind of simple, but literally, that changed my life. Everybody is not my customer, because I'm sure we can all relate to this, about this statement I'm about to say. When you're dealing with friends and family and people who know you, everybody wanted for nothing. People try to nickel and dime you. People try to do this and this. I mean, all kinds of stuff, because, I mean, I talk to people all the time, and sometimes I just be laughing how we all have stories about just different things that people have done. But I have come to a place in my 5th year in business. This is my 12th year now. But in my 5th year, I came to a place where I'm okay that if you go somewhere else. Like, I'm okay that you, if you don't do business with me, because I recognize my value. I recognize what I bring to the table, and I also recognize what makes me different. See, one thing, when you begin to see your value, now stuff like fear and rejection from people, or when it comes to what people have to say, because one thing about it, you can't stop people from talking. So somebody always got something to say. But if you don't begin to deal with the fears and the rejection in you, then we will keep, or we will allow people to keep dictating what we're going to do and not do. And then what happens is they become in control of your business or your destiny, different things like that, because we're always influenced by what people say. We're always influenced by other people's opinions. We're always influenced by what people are saying, not saying, or different things like that. And so that is why when it comes to overcoming fear and rejection, you have to first begin to just identify what is it that I'm really afraid of. What is it? Where did this rejection stem from? Well, I'm doing a class in April 25th, on Overcoming Rejection Workshop. I'm also doing another one May 16th, Overcoming Rejection Workshop. And literally, when God began to show me about the spirit of rejection, it is one seed, but it has so many branches to it. And so I know God is calling us to be free and delivered from all these things, because when it's all said and done, a lot of us are doing stuff, but we're not moving. And a lot of time we make excuses. And one thing I always tell people when it comes to excuses, those excuses are the things you tell yourself that keeps you comfortable. You know, it's what you tell yourself to justify why you do what you do. But this is what I want to say to those excuses and the things that we justify. You may see it as an excuse, or you may say you're justified because of X, Y, Z, but do you realize that the spirit behind what you just said, that thought, the spirit that's influencing your thought pattern, a lot of times comes from rejection. A lot of times comes from fear. Because what you heard was a thought. What you heard was, well, I'm not going to do it because I'm not feeling that, or, you know, I'm not going to do that because, you know, this is what I'm called to do. And a lot of times that's what we tell ourselves. That keeps us comfortable. That keeps us in a place where we justify why we do what we do. But we never realize that behind that thought, the spirit that's influencing that thought is really fear or rejection. But until we come to a place, and my prayer, because I'm going to pray before we end this call, but my prayer for those who are listening to really just take some time to just begin to see, what is it that I'm doing? I feel a pull on the inside to do more, but I keep telling myself this and that. Sometimes we busy ourselves. We're so busy doing this and that that our business or our ministry go to the back burner because we've told ourselves, well, you know, I got this to do, I got this to do, I got this to do. Do you realize that you make your own schedule, and some of the things that we do, we don't have to do? But if I'm afraid, or if I feel inadequate, because, see, those are the feelings that come with rejection, inadequate, low self-esteem, sometimes just not feeling like you can do. That's the inadequate. That's the same thing. But sometimes when, if I feel inadequate about an area in my life, if I feel like there's something I can't do, if I feel like there's something that challenges the person part of me, I'll just keep myself busy. I'll just be over here and I'll do this, 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 and this, and not even realize those are sabotaging thoughts that keep us repeating cycles. Sabotaging thoughts that keep us repeating cycles. The enemy will hide behind the stuff that you say is your thought, but it's really an excuse, and you justify for being doing what you do. And so I challenge you to really sit down and begin to assess what's really going on. Another thing that helped me to overcome fear and rejection real quick before this program ends is I made God my CEO. He is the CEO of my company. Now, like a real CEO, think about your job. If you had a job, you have the CEO who bears the brunt of that job, of that business. You're just the worker. You're the employee. You go to work. You have your responsibilities. But you don't bear the responsibilities of making sure all the bills are paid. You don't bear the responsibilities of all the other employees. You don't bear the responsibility of what that company looked like. You do your job and your function. When I made God my CEO, which was years ago, my whole mindset was, God, you're responsible for this business. See, I started my business in 2003. I came from my mother's basement into my own place and into my storefront in 2005. I didn't know the economy was going to take place in 07 or 08 and 09. I didn't know all this stuff was going to shift. But I did not listen to people. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. Everybody got an opinion. Everybody got something to say. Karen, you should do this. You should do this. You should do this. But first of all, I know I'm in full-time ministry, and I could not kill myself trying to be at everybody's networking event. But my mindset was, God, this your business, because I didn't start this. I didn't start it, and I didn't ask for it. I mean, literally, this is what I was saying. But I was like, I didn't start it, and I didn't ask for it. You're responsible for taking care of me. And I was like, God, this is due. God, I thank you for sending business from the north, south, east, and west. Why? My attitude was, God is bigger than the economy. God is bigger than all the things that's going on in this world. And if you really believe that, if you believe that he's the CEO, and if you believe that he's bigger than the stuff that's going on out here, then now you won't succumb to the pressure of the world. See, it's easy to succumb to pressure. It's easy to succumb to stuff that's going on out here. And what happens? Then we begin to fear. Don't let the bank account go down, because I've been there. I've been there when I paid my bills and I was at a negative $9. But God, to this day, it's been 10 years, I have never missed a bill. I've never not been late. I've never had to call somebody and make arrangements. Because even though I went to a negative $9, guess what? Money came in starting for the next month. And so when it's all said and done, I chose not to let fear enter into my heart because of what was going on in the economy. I chose not to succumb to the voices or the thoughts of rejection, and I kept on giving workshops. I kept on doing my business. I kept on doing what God called me to do, because God must be bigger than your internal challenges. If he's not bigger than what's going on in you, then you will allow what's going on in you to keep stopping your mobility and hinder your progress. Listen, I have two workshops coming up. April 25th, Overcoming Rejection Workshop. Go to KarenPressley.org. But also May 2nd, Birthing Your Dreams Workshop. I had two guys who came into my shop today, and back to back, it was so funny. First guy came in, I had already did business with him before. He never heard any of my ministry stuff. He said he listened to one of my publishing videos, and he said, oh, my God, he was thinking he was going to get just kind of mechanism or, you know, kind of like this. He said, you speak to so much that's on the inside of you. And so he was so encouraged by what the word he heard, because he was the business setting, but I speak to destiny. And so I normally don't have the Birth in Your Dreams workshop, but once a year. But it was such a demand that I said, I'm going to do it one more time, and I'm not going to do it anymore. So May 2nd, Birthing Your Dreams Workshop, April 25th, and May 16th, Overcoming Rejection Workshop, and May 30th, I have a publishing workshop. Listen, if you go to KarenPressley.org, listen to or go to the calendar, and you'll be able to see the different functions we have coming up. You want to register early because time is of the essence. I want to pray with you. I want to pray for all those who are in business, all those who are in ministry. God showed me a dream. It was a vision. I think, what's the day? Tuesday? So I think it was last week, where he showed me two, you know, women heels, women in high heels, but they were, what's that called? There were shackles on their feet. And what he was showing me was to intercede on behalf of those women who their mobility, you know, they're shackled, so they're hindered in their mobility. And so I want to pray for that, but I'm going to pray for men too, because I know other people are listening on this broadcast as well. And so, you know, I'm a birther. I know my assignment. And I can honestly say, when God freed me from rejection this year in January, literally, it's the first year. I don't care how much I've done, how many workshops I've had, I don't care how many things that people have seen, it's my first year of really recognizing my value, really knowing what I bring to the table. I can honestly say that. And so I know I am a birther. I am called to be like a midwife to push you into this next level. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person on this air, on this Broadway. I lift up every person who listens even after the fact. God, in the name of Jesus, I release my faith with their faith. I take authority right now over every obstacle, over every hindrance, everything that opposes their breakthrough, everything that opposes their destiny, everything that opposes their mobility, I curse it now in the name of Jesus. I release the anointing of God to break every shackle in the name of Jesus. I command the anointing of God from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet to break every yoke off of their mind. I decree and declare that the prison doors will open in the name of Jesus, and I release a liberty and a freedom in their step now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that the word of God, like a two-edged sword, is cutting out every seed of rejection, every seed and form of fear, everything that hinders their thinking, every sabotaging thought. I curse it in the name of Jesus. I release the word of God to cut through right now every seed, every negative seed that's been planted in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that even now I release them into their next level. I release them and I push them in the things of God. I push them into this next place that you have them, God. I thank you for setting up the scenario, God, and cause them to begin to see what they could not see before. I decree and declare that their eyes, that the scales will come off their eyes to be able to see. And I thank you, God, that you'll cause them to be able to hear, and that revelation will come up in their heart as it pertains to things, Lord God, that's hindering them. Your word says there's nothing hidden that shall not be exposed. So, Father, I thank you for exposing those hidden parts on the inside of them that keeps them repeating cycles. And, Father, we honor you. We bless you. I decree this to be so. I cover them with the blood of Jesus now. In Jesus' name, amen. So listen, I'm excited. I'm going to have another broadcast. I'm just excited to be back on the air. It's been a long time. I was on, and I think I took about a year off, but I'm back, and I'm just ready. So I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour. He's called us to build. He's called us to move forward, and it's time to do it. No more excuses. No more justification. Listen, he will open doors. He'll bring you across other people's paths. Connect, connect, connect. You don't have every anointing yourself. Come out to the workshops and be empowered. Not just empowered, but be educated to move forward in what God has called you to do. Amen? Until we meet again, be blessed and have a great, great day.